And right now, let's say good morning to Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public Schools. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We had homecoming week last week. That's
we
behind
did.
Us.
We did. Yes, yeah. It was a fun week. It really was.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. Well, our students participated in dress-up days and Eagle Olympics during the week, and they capped the week off with the homecoming dance Friday night following the football game. The game was a tough one for the boys, who had a number of players on the sidelines with injuries as they fell to West Point 53-14. They'll travel to Broken Bow this week to try and get back on the winning track. Coronation was held prior to the dance. Excuse me. The freshman attendants were Winnie Huber and Aaron Kroom. Sophomore attendants were Harley Cahoy and Tyler Dedeker. Junior attendants were Kylie Howard and Corbin Grenier, and our senior attendants were Hannah McClellan and Turner Jessel. And the 2020 homecoming queen was Meg Schlenz, and the 2020 homecoming king was Enrique Sanchez. Congratulations to all the royalty, and it was a fun week.
It sounds like it was, yes. What's going on this week?
Well, I'll recap kind of our activities from last week, Mike. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of activities, not all of them going on at home, but our kids were very busy. Mm-hmm. The cross-country team hosted their own invite on Friday. The girls' varsity team finished in fourth place, with Ashley Dickaw leading the way in 17th. Faith Williamson was 19th, Annie Corkle 22nd, Yoselin Kayaks was 28th, Nahomi Sunum was 30th, and Allie Sedlacek was 35th. Our varsity boys finished as a meet runner-up, led by Brady Thompson, who also finished as meet runner-up. Medaling as well were Ty Rainforth in 12th and Cullen Cartella in 13th. Dylan Parks was 34th, Kyler Dean 38th, and John Alden 47th to round things out. They'll travel to Boone Central for their individual meet on Friday. The golf team was busy as well. They placed third at the Battle Creek invite on Monday last week. We had three medalists. Kaylin Goffenbaugh was 9th, Kylie Howard was 10th, and Maddie Hampton was 13th. And they then traveled to Albion for the Boone Central invite, where they finished 6th as a team. We had two medalists, with Kaylin Goffenbaugh finishing 13th and Maddie Hampton finishing 14th. The girls will be golfing in the Valentine invite on Wednesday this week, and then they will travel to Wayne for their invite on Thursday. The volleyball team had a rough week, Mike. Mm. They fell to undefeated Lutheran High in straight sets last Tuesday. They then traveled to Guardian Angels, where they fell 3-1. The girls took part in the Ord tournament on Saturday, where they took on Grand Island Central Catholic, falling short 2-2. And then they fell to Stewart 2-1. This week doesn't get any easier, as Tuesday night the girls travel to Clearwater for a triangular with Summerland and Creighton. Then on Thursday they'll host a triangular with Wayne and Hardington CC. And Saturday they'll be traveling to Cedar Rapids to take part in the Riverside invite. So those kids are busy.
Yeah, they are.
Busy. Our softball girls lost a close one to Highway 91 on Thursday by a score of 3-4, but they bounced back and avenged that loss, defeating Highway 91 10-9 at the Pierce tournament on Saturday. Alyssa Farringer hit her second home run of the season, and Emma Smith hit a grand slam home run. To get to that game, the girls had to pull out a squeaker against West Point Beamer 9-8. And then they capped off the day by defeating Ponca 10-0 to come home champions. Today they'll be hosting a JV triangular with Boone Central and Wisner-Pilger. And then the 11-1 Guardian Angels come to town on Tuesday. The girls will then travel to Central City on Saturday for their invite. So once again, busy kids. On Wednesday, prior to Eagle Olympics, the Screaming Eagle Marching Band officially unveiled their new marching uniforms. They replaced the old uniforms that were purchased back in the 90s. They performed in front of the student body while their performance was being recorded by our Eagle Eye broadcasting team. It will then be submitted to the U.S. Band's Flow Marching Kickoff Contest. Their video will be judged along with many national bands.
Man,
did you see those new uniforms?
Oh, I did. They're sharp. They are beautiful. Sharp. Yes, they are. Yeah.
Yep, they look really nice. Mm-hmm. They'll be busy. I believe they've got one in-person marching event and another virtual one coming up. So
awesome.
Good luck to the band.
Right.
As Mike mentioned, the FCCLA is having their virtual leadership conference today. It is not in Kearney. It was scheduled to be in Kearney, but as with so many things, it's going to be held virtually. They'll be zooming into a variety of sessions led by other FCCLA members in their district. O'Neill member Ashley Pischel will also be presenting a couple of sessions. So
nice.
Sure they'll have a good day.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, tomorrow, all juniors will participate in the pre-ACT exam. They will report to the activities building to start the day. They'll return to classes following the exam. Most of the seniors will be taking the actual ACT tomorrow. They will report to the new band room to begin the day. This is an optional exam offered to them by the state due to the fact that last spring's mandatory ACT was canceled due to COVID. Those seniors taking the ACT will be dismissed following the test. Those seniors that chose not to take the test will attend regular classes tomorrow. The Lions screening bus is in town this week. They'll be screening our students' vision and hearing in our buildings on Thursday and Friday. And we certainly appreciate the service that our local Lions Club provide for us each year. I do want to mention, Mike, that starting today, student masking is a requirement. There is no more opt-out. We've had a couple of cases, and so we're just being taking extra precautions. We'd like everyone in masks so that they don't have to quarantine and learn remotely. So.
I'm glad you said that because I had a friend talk to me last night that said, I think O'Neill's going to be masking full-time now. And so
right,
I'm
and glad most of our kids were masking anyway, mm-hmm. even those who had an opt-out on file, mm-hmm. we're choosing to mask. So it really won't be a huge change from last week. Just those few students that have not been wearing masks will be required to.
Right. Is that all you have for us this morning?
That's what I've got this morning, Mike.
Hey, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate you so very much. Amy Shane from O'Neill